Okay, so for today's limud in Mishneh Berurah Yomi, we begin Siman Reish Nun Beis, and the first halacha has to do with a well-known and fundamental Gemara Maseches Shabbos, Daf Yod Ches, where the Gemara talks about a person who begins the process of a malacha on Erev Shabbos and allows that process to continue into Shabbos. And the Gemara basically comes out, la halacha, that it's mutter for a person to get the ball rolling, so to speak, in starting the malacha on Erev Shabbos, even though he knows that that malacha will continue on Shabbos itself. But since his participation is only before Shabbos, and he won't actively be involved in the malacha on Shabbos, it's permissible. It's permissible. Why? Because we paskin that Shvisas Kelim is mutter on Shabbos. If your possessions and your belongings are doing malacha, even if it's on your behalf, it's permissible to be done on Shabbos. And it's only you yourself that must refrain from doing malacha on Shabbos. And therefore, as long as, let's say, you begin the process and your participation only involves getting the malacha done on Erev Shabbos, and the malacha and its process continues on Shabbos on its own, it's mutter. So that's the basic gist of Sif Aleph. The malacha that starts on Erev Shabbos and continues on its own on Shabbos is mutter to be done by the person, even though a malacha is concluding on the Shabbos. However, we're going to learn about a couple of exceptions to the rule. One of them is the concept of Av Shemilsa, and that is that if the item which is doing malacha continuously on its own on Shabbos is something that makes noise and causes somewhat of a commotion, then midrabanan we say that this is not allowed. It's a degradation of Shabbos. According to many Rishonim, it looks like you instigated it on Shabbos. And basically, what we say is that even though you're allowed to start the process and have a malacha done in your home or in your property on Shabbos that started before Shabbos, but if it's a noise-making machine or the like, then it's a problem to be done on Shabbos. So let's say having a dishwasher run on Shabbos is a problem. Why? Because it's Av Shemilsa. It makes noise, it makes a commotion, and therefore it's a degradation of Shabbos, and according to some, it makes the gives off the impression that you started the malacha on Shabbos. Also, let's say putting the clothing in a washing machine or in a dryer before Shabbos and having it washed and dried on Shabbos in a case where it makes noise and it's a commotion, then it's a problem, at least lechatchila, to be done. Now, you know, b'shasat chak, in a time of need, there is a makom to be mekel in this particular halacha, because this is only a lechatchila and a derabanan, and this is not the ikar prohibition of doing malacha on Shabbos. But be that as it may, at least lechatchila, a person should avoid having his washing machine or dryer generate noise on Shabbos because of this concept of Av Shemilsa. Technically, according to this halacha, you're allowed to have your sprinkler automated systems operate on Shabbos. As long as it's set up before Shabbos, it's not taking place on Shabbos. It's mutter to have sprinkler systems work on Shabbos as long as no person is involved in the malacha on Shabbos. Now, there is a quote from Rav Moshe that this is best to be avoided because of the spirit of Shabbos. And Rav Simcha Bunim Kohn in his Sefer, The Shabbos Home, quotes Rav Moshe as recommending the sprinkler systems not to operate on Shabbos, but technically it's mutter. It's mutter to have your automated sprinkler systems operate on Shabbos. I'm just going to conclude with one interesting halacha that pertains to this idea, and that is as follows. What if you have a person who sells stocks and he has an automated program that enables the stock either to be bought or sold on Yom Tov using this fully automated computer program? Is a mutter to set up the sale before Yom Tov, before Shabbos, when it's going to be done on Yom Tov, let's say, and you're not going to be involved? Everything is automated. What's the story? So basically, the question is surrounding a tshuva from Rabbi Akiva Eiger. The halacha is like this. we're learning in our halacha that if you start the process and you participate and do the malacha on before Shabbos, and it continues into Shabbos, but your participation is not involving Shabbos, it's mutter. Av Shemilsa maybe is an exception, but generally it's mutter. There is a machlekes in the following case. What if I initiate a process before Shabbos where a kinyan is to be done on Shabbos? So I set up a maisa that the chalois, that the actual acquisition, be concretized on Shabbos. Is that permissible or is that usher? So I do a maisa kinyan, a maisa of having an acquisition take place, that the actual chalois of this sale occur on Shabbos. Is that permissible or is it not? That's a major machlekes. And Rabbi Akiva Eger is machmer. Now, according to this, the halachas have come out as follows. If a person specifically schedules the program to sell or to buy stock in this automated program on Yom Tif, and you want it to be done on Yom Tif, so l'chatchila, we try to be machmer for Rabbi Akiva Eger, and therefore it's best to avoid having this done, to schedule the sale on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. Why? Because of this Rabbi Akiva Eger. Now, if you're going to lose and it's going to be a significant financial loss, if you don't sell, then it's permissible, because many, many opinions disagree with Rabbi Akiva Eger and our Meikel. But at least, l'chatchila, it's best to avoid scheduling the sale on Yom Tov because of Rabbi Akiva Eger, scheduling a chalois and an acquisition to go into effect on Shabbos or Yom Tov. However, if let's say you have an automated program in which you arrange to sell or buy based on a particular price and it's not dependent on a date, then it's mutter, even according to Rabbi Akiva Eger. And that's for sure mutter. So if the automated sale of stock or purchase of stock is not based on the date of Yom Tif, etc., etc., but it's based on a particular price, then everyone would agree that it's mutter.